Hey everybody, Rob here, getting you set up for our Thursday night eviction recap of Big Brother 21. I'm on my way back from the Podcast Movement Conference, but you are in for a treat because Caitlin Herman is still in the studio here for this Thursday eviction. She is going to be podcasting here with the LFC from my studio. So I'm going to throw it to Caitlin in just a moment. But first, I have to thank our sponsor for this episode of the podcast. Those are our friends over at Honey. Joinhoney.com. When you're online shopping, does it gnaw at you that maybe there's a coupon code that's out there and you're Googling a million different things and you end up on all these spammy websites trying to find a coupon code to save some money when you're online shopping? That's where the Honey browser extension comes in. Honey is a free browser add-on that finds you the best deals online. The app magically auto-applies the best deal to your cart at checkout. It's amazing. It goes through, you'll see it cycling through when you're going to do a purchase on Amazon or all of these other sites where you are looking to get the best deal. Honey is going to go out there and find the best deal for you. And then it tells you how much money that you're saving. Even if they are not a sponsor, I am using Honey whenever I'm doing online shopping and installing it on all the computers that my wife is also using for online shopping. Honey has saved its 10 million members an average of $28.61. Honey members have already saved more than $800 million. Not bad for something that's completely free and takes just two clicks to install. Honey has over 100,000 five-star reviews on the Google Chrome Store. Time Magazine calls Honey, it's basically free money. Look, there's no reason not to use Honey. It's free and easy to install on your computer in just two clicks. So shop with confidence. Get Honey for free at joinhoney.com/RHAP. That's joinhoney.com/RHAP. Honey, the smart shopping assistant that saves you time and money when you're shopping online at joinhoney.com/RHAP.
Welcome. My name is Rob Cesternino, and this is Rob Has a Podcast live from my apartment. Got that a little twisted. Thanks, guys, so much for tuning in on a Thursday night. Appreciate you showing up every single Thursday. That being said, I have the guest, the woman, the myth, the legend. She's always here. She's always in a good mood. Caitlin Herman. Hi, Rob. How are you? Good to see you, Rob. Such a pleasure. Okay, great, guys. Hi, it's me for the rest of the time. I'll fix this after. Guys, it's me, Caitlin. I have inserted myself into Rob's family home without him, so everyone's a little concerned. Calm down. It's all going to be fine. I'm borrowing a shirt. Not going to keep it. That being said, we have an amazing panel of beautiful people today. Let's start off with the one, the only, still single, not looking, Mr. Taron Armstrong. Hello.
Hello, Caitlin. Very excited to be here. I'm really, really glad that Rob is still with us. I was really worried about what was going to happen if you just had the reins all by yourself.
Oh, no. He's with us in spirit, and this would not be a full, complete Thursday without the one, the only. Melissa, say hello to the audience.
Hello, audience.
Guys, rough start.
I feel like I can't be on a podcast with you, Caitlin, because I lose it every time, and I probably mess up the audio like severely. I have to cover my mouth because I just crack up.
Melissa, it's fine. Yeah. We're all learning. I mess up the audio every week, and I haven't gotten yelled at yet, so I feel like we're fine. Guys, how is everyone? How is everyone feeling? Rough app.
Rough.
what was rough about this, Caitlin?
Taron, I asked you. What do you? I'm
leading this podcast, Taron.
I'm leading it until.
Who has the plaid shirt?
Wait, how good is this too? For those of you listening at home, I am wearing one of Rob's shirts, took it from his closet. I'm also wearing a pin that says Rob Sesternino. I also have a hat that says Rob has a podcast. So we have a lot going on here at the studio. Like I said, rough ep tonight. Taryn, why don't you tell me why tonight was a rough ep?
I enjoyed the episode.
Perfect.
Yeah. I thought it was good. There was a lot of drama to cover. There was a lot left out from last night, but really they ended up just basically the episode was the drama last night. Almost all of the episode came from everything that happened last night. And there was a lot to cover, as people might know from the morning update this morning. So it was pretty exciting.
So for those people, including myself, that didn't have time to listen to the morning update, let's maybe walk everyone through that. You know, let's just be clear as to what transpired last night. Because, yes, the whole first part of this episode prior to the live eviction, we saw a lot of secret telling, a lot of new alliances forming, a lot of very unique alliances with the number six. Who would have thought? Tell us about that.
You know, a lot of people really looking to replicate the success of level six, I think, really trying to emulate the success of level six, even though they didn't make it to the final six. I don't know why that is.
Now, Melissa, do you feel, you know, you hear the number six, very triggering for a lot of people. Do you ever think to yourself, well, what about Fauté?
Yeah, I mean, I hear six and I'm like, what? But what about the real alliance?
Yeah,
what
no, about I figured that? It was written
the real six.
Yeah, yeah, the real six,
okay,
the
perfect.
Real, you know, the star alliance from last season.
Good. I mean,
I always think that.
Yeah,
I always think that. But, you know, this episode, I honestly think that they did a pretty good job of showing what, maybe not exactly in every detail of what happened last night, but I think like due to the fact that it happened last night, I feel like we got a good general recap of what went down because it really was kind of complicated. I mean, as you could tell from your morning update as well, which was like very long and, you know, also late because everything was being worked out. It was honestly, I'm not trying to call Taryn out, but I will say that it was a little late. But that's fine.
Taryn, what happened this morning? Eating yogurt?
I woke up and all hell had broken loose in the house. And yes. It took a while to break it all down.
No, it was hard because it was hard to understand exactly what was going on and like what the end result was going to be. Because I felt like it was like, okay, so now this person's revealing this to this person. This person's revealing this to this person. But what does it mean? Like, does the person believe them? Or is that bad for their game? What's happening? And it was just, it was hard to wrap my head around what was going on, even in real time.
Yes.
For sure.
There was a lot that happened. Obviously, we saw the start of it here on the episode that, you know, Nick has now been the spearhead of or spearheaded this sort of new six alliance, which includes himself, Tommy, Christy, Sis, Cliff and Nicole. And that has been sort of what's been happening throughout the week. And then it all comes to a head last night, as we saw in the episode where Cliff tells Nicole about it. Nicole already kind of knew, but she was really starting to sway over to Kat's side. She was really emotionally persuaded by Kat's plea, where she felt like the Kat deserved to be there and deserved to get one over on Jackson. She believed that Kat would stay with her and not be with Holly. And so she was really considering keeping Kat for a while. Cliff then went up to her and told her about how Jess is excluded from this deal. And it really was the tipping point. And Nicole decided to expose the whole thing to Jess under the assumption that Jess wouldn't tell anyone. And Jess immediately starts telling everyone, and that's when everything goes crazy.
What we saw tonight with Cliff, I believe, and again, correct me if I'm wrong, you guys are the experts here, I just have the perspective from in the house. Cliff's gameplay, I thought, was unbelievable, and I'll tell you why, because someone disagree with me. His ability to stand, that little scene we saw with him and Kat, when Kat, you know, approached him, you know, why would you do this without Jess, this and that. Cliff is so good at separating his emotions and the game. And he always has that end goal in mind of why am I here? I'm here to win. I don't care about anything else. And I think that That's one of the hardest things as someone that plays the game. Even if you watch, I'm sure you can still grasp the concept that once you become close with people in the house, it's just not as easy as it might look sitting in our couches to just give up on, you know, a group of people that you really thought that you'd make it to the end with. And I thought Cliff joining, or however that's going to work out, this new six was an excellent move on his part. He didn't really have much of a choice. So what is he going to do? Stand up for what he believes in and go home? Like, I think that when Kat kept saying that, like, I expected more from you. I expected more from you. I was sitting there literally saying to myself, Kat, what do you expect? I was so glad that Julie mentioned that during the exit interview, because what more could this guy do? And I was a little annoyed that Kat just like kept bringing her emotions into it, because he was here to play the game. Melissa, what did you think about that?
Yeah, I mean, especially the fact when Kat was like, so it appears that you created an alliance to get me out. And it's like, okay, but like, if he doesn't get you out, then he's out. So like, exactly. it's not like you're not like, he's not on the block and he's totally safe and he just wants to get her out. It's either him or her. So obviously he's got to choose him, unless she just wants him to what, like roll over and die, like fall on his sword for her. I don't know. But it sure seemed that way. And seemed like that's what she was asking for. I'm a little surprised. I mean, I guess Cliff handled it in a great way. I feel like, though, if I was in Cliff's position, I'd be like, do you want me to get out then? Like, is that what you're asking me to do, is to just like let you stay and have me leave and not fight for myself? Like, right. What am I supposed to do? But I do appreciate Cliff just remaining totally calm. And, you know, even though he is all about the game and is totally committed and is like, I'm going to do what it takes to win and like eyes on the prize, he also maintains like his humanity, and he's still able to be this super sweet, nice guy. And when someone's confronting him about something, he's still able to be like, look, like, I really care about you. I do. But, you know, this is a game.
So can we address something, though, just for like a quick second? Because like, I feel like we're all on the same page here about Cliff. So like, you guys are the representatives of the fandom. You guys know, like I said, way more than I do. So lest we not forget, for those of you that are active on Twitter this morning, I said that I am voting for Cliff for AFP. So why on earth was I attacked for that? Like, why was I dragged to the hells of the earth for saying that? Like, it's, guys, a PSA. Where's the camera that I look at to look straight to America? A PSA to America and beyond. Just because you say that you want someone to be America's favorite player doesn't mean that you don't really, really, really like other people in the house too. Thank you for coming to my TED Talk. It's just, I don't like this whole, and I was discussing this earlier today with Kemi, actually. We were, Kemi. And we were on a FaceTime and I said to her, like, I don't like this whole cancel culture thing. I don't like that the Twitter world brings this whole, like, one or the other, this one or this one. It can't be both. If you say you want one person to win this, it means you hate everyone else. Like, you can't. And guys, where does this come from? Please tell me. You've been in this world for longer than me. Where does this come from? Why?
When people watch Big Brother, they participate. They're in the game. And if you are pro one person, as we saw with Kat, that means you are anti somebody else. If you're pro Cliff staying, that means you are pro Kat leaving in a lot of ways to a lot of people. And so, you know, I think that people get really riled up and they're really just like, they get very emotionally invested and they really want to fight for their person, especially when it comes to America votes, American votes, because that's like Big Brother Over the Top was a great example of it, where all of it was America votes.
Right.
And what we saw during that season was a massive civil war in the Big Brother fandom.
Oh, I'm so glad I wasn't in that.
Yeah, people were just really all over each other because they feel like they have the power to influence people. And so when it comes to, I think, America's Favorite Player, while it should be just a lighthearted, like, hey, it doesn't matter, you know, whoever gets the most votes, that's great. No. This is even more intense than anything else because this is where the audience has control. When the audience has control, that means they, like the people in the Brother House, are going to try and grip that control as hard and tight as possible.
Yeah, I mean, I see what you mean. I just, whatever. I don't want to get too off track. I just feel as though, oh, guys, look, I put my face on War Dog.
You just start referring to yourself in the third person.
I put my face on War Dog's body. I thought that we have similar body type. So I did that.
It's gorgeous.
Now,
and also the background.
Yeah, well, we don't need to. I don't know what you're talking about.
All those beautiful.
I don't know what you mean.
What, Melissa? I don't.
I don't see anything.
Oh my god! It's me! It's me! I see Caitlin everywhere.
Yeah, I don't know what's happening with Melissa there.
Can we talk about the eviction itself?
Mm-hmm.
Now, was anyone surprised that Mickey, like Taryn, did this come up this morning or last night? Was anyone a little bit surprised that Mickey and Holly decided to vote out Kat?
Yeah, they had talked about, like, if the votes aren't there, then we're going to go ahead and vote Kat out to do our best to try and, you know, prove that they didn't know each other and all of that stuff. And so when they knew that the votes weren't in, they decided against voting to keep Kat. And obviously that was very difficult, really, for both of them. It seemed that neither of them really wanted to do it here.
I'm sure that they were also very offended when Kat didn't hug him goodbye. It was probably a hard time. It's going to linger with them for a few weeks. And I wonder what the dynamic, guys, if we could be a fly on the wall to see Kat and Jack for a full week in that jury house. What do you think they're going to talk about?
It's going to be very uncomfortable.
I bet Sis wants to be that fly on the wall.
Oh, for sure. For sure. I feel like I'm really bad at, like, going through this episode without skipping around. Like, Rob, I miss you.
We're not even halfway through. And we're like,
Rob, I legit miss you. I feel like you're so good at like taking like the structured notes of like this happened and then this happened and my notes, you don't have to get to them yet. My notes are all over the place. Like, I love her top. Like, what the I really just like, if I want to take this whole podcasting Big Brother thing more seriously, I need to like really get on my shit. So Rob,
I don't know about you, but top story of the night for me was I love her top as well. So
oh my god,
I think it's everyone's top story. Yeah.
Thanks,
I think we've
guys.
Been burying the lead this whole time.
Taryn, are there points that you want to bring up?
Sure. Yes.
What are your points? We'd all like to know what tops you liked, what tops you didn't like.
Yes. It's very important. Do we think that Kat made the right call putting on the competition top, even though she, what do we think about Nicole's decision here? Because obviously she's the fulcrum point. She is the swing vote. And she is the one that was wavering back and forth. Now, there was a lot of discussion last night while she was wavering back and forth whether or not this was the right move for her to make. And obviously it seems like pretty much she shouldn't be keeping Kat when Kat has connections to Holly and Jackson, and Cliff is really her final two in this spot. Plus she's giving up a pretty sweet deal for her where she gets a great opportunity to move forward in the game and be safe for a while. But she was wavering, and the reason she was wavering was what I talked about, this emotional appeal that Kat gave to her, this idea that her storyline isn't over because she needs to be the one to take out Jackson, because Jackson has done really bad things to her in the game and personally, and so she feels like as a woman it would be very disappointing if she didn't get to have her moment to take Jackson out. And that's what really set Nicole off. It struck a chord with Nicole. She had her own moment where she was, you know, really beaten down, and she felt like she was able to kind of feel vindicated afterward that, you know, she was saved and she has now risen above it. And, you know, Bella is gone. You know, Nick has apologized. She was proved to be in the right. And so I think she really wanted to give that to Kat as well. And that's what really convinced her to really start to consider keeping Kat around. What would you say to that situation, Caitlin, as somebody who has been in the house, this idea of the emotional appeal versus the rational one?
And yeah, again, as you say that, it kind of makes me feel like, okay, well, what would I have done differently now, having gone back and experienced what I experienced? And for me, I made a lot of very, very, very emotional decisions in that house, which led me nowhere. So I think that Nicole's decision to just follow this sixth thing was the smartest thing, that she didn't have a choice, truly. I mean, she did. She could have, you know, done the other way and, you know, would have been like a really great person. And like by luck, she could have made it really far. And that would have been really awesome for, you know, the way she looks, which she already has an incredible reputation to begin with. So it really wouldn't have changed. But I'm really enjoying seeing these people actually step out of their emotions. And I just give them so much credit, guys. It is so difficult. And anyone will tell you, I mean, like people like Tyler, who made it to the end of my season and had that ability to kind of like separate the emotional aspect of it and just play the game from, you got to give credit where credit's due. It's a little psycho, but it's unbelievable that you're able to put those emotions aside to just hardcore play the game. You want to win the $500,000 and you're going to do whatever it takes to do it. So I give Nicole a lot of credit. We obviously know that she is a sensitive person. She is extremely real, extremely genuine. And we teetered on like the idea that maybe she would not be sticking to her emotions. I mean, that she wouldn't be sticking to like the game. And I think she did the right thing. What do you think, Melissa?
Yeah, no, I mean, I agree. I see where she's coming from for sure, because, you know, both of those people are her allies and her friends, and it's hard to decide, you know, which way do you go? I probably would have wavered back and forth the whole week as well, because it's also like, okay, do you go with Jess and Kat, who are both clearly wanting to work with you? You know, and that's a solid alliance right there. Maybe not super strong, but at least, you know, it's solid. Or you've got this like six deal where you don't really trust any of them. You don't know if they're going to stick by this deal. You could just be like totally, you know, making a huge mistake, but at least you have Cliff there. But at the same time, Cliff was more than willing to get rid of Jess. Or at least that's what Nicole assumed he was saying by, you know, leaving Jess out of the alliance. Yeah. And maybe that would, if I'm Nicole, I might think, is Cliff going to do this to me as well? If he finds himself in a position where they're like, yeah, we want to work with you, Cliff, but not Nicole. So right. Then what? Like, you know, I see why she was going back and forth. Like, we can sit there all day being like, Nicole, like, what are you thinking? Like, don't go with this emotional plea. But, you know, I can see where she was kind of like, oh, I don't know which decision to make. But ultimately, I do think she made the right decision. I mean, as long as that group sticks with what they're saying they're going to stick with, and hopefully they do. And then Nicole would be safe. But, you know, who knows?
For sure.
Yeah, I think we can agree that Nicole made the right call here. But then we have a second decision point for Nicole, which is that Cliff lets her know about this Alliance of Six, and she feels upset. This is, again, the emotional appeal here for Nicole is telling her, it's not fair that Jess is left out of this. I feel bad about this. I want to talk to Jess about this. And she puts her trust in Jess, and she lets her know about the deal. And she says,
what good does that do?
Yeah,
not
she
great,
says,
sis. Not
famous
Elise,
last
I mean.
Words. Yeah, famous last words in Big Brother. I trust you not to say anything.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, boy.
Just like, it doesn't make any sense to me because, okay, I get that she maybe has like a guilty conscience and wants to tell her, but like, what good does it do to tell her that? I mean, okay, so one, you're going to make her feel bad because she's going to be like, oh man, I was left out. Two, she can't really do anything. Like, Jess can't really do anything with that information besides just be upset and sad about it. Like, mm-hmm. And know that she's been left out. Like, Nicole could possibly do something with that information, but why does Jess need to know about it? It's not like Jess is going to be like, oh, well, I have this information to give you about the six and I have my own six or something. It just doesn't, there's nothing to gain from giving that information to Jess besides just making her feel left out and having Jess go and make a mistake and maybe blow things up. So I don't know.
Yeah. And like so Jess is,
No,
go ahead.
No, go ahead. No, Taryn, you go ahead.
Well, so Jess is going to immediately run around and let basically everybody know what's happening. We saw the confrontation between Kat and Cliff, but we did miss a lot of other confrontations that happened throughout the night. A lot of, Jess saying that it's not fair that people are making deals that don't involve her, that you, Big Brother is not a game where you have to make deals and lie and make alliances.
Exact opposite.
It's not, you don't have to do that, guys.
Honestly, guys, I felt really bad for her in that. I feel really bad for her in general because it really does go to show that it doesn't matter if you're 5 years old or 35 years old, there could be a point in your life where you just feel left out. Like, it's the universal feeling. We've all felt it at one point or another. And I think it must be, and again, I remember in the interviews, Jessica didn't exactly tell us how old she is. She said they're in her 30s. Like, she made this like weird, like, I'm 30 something.
Yeah.
So we're not sure how old she is. Regardless, it must be a really odd feeling to be in your 30s and to have that feeling of like, no one wants to sit with me basically at the lunch table. And we can all think of a time in our childhood or even more recent where that's happened to us. And I think that that must be really difficult, especially with so few people left. And it's like, you don't have many to pick from. You don't have many to pick from. And you're going to pick six. And she's not included. Like, that is heartbreaking. And these were the cards, unfortunately, that she was dealt. And I hope that there's a part of her that can step to the plate and make deals and do what she has to do, because she can figure it out. I don't know.
Like, I completely agree. I think that it's certainly not a good feeling to realize that you're literally like the one person left out of it. I mean,
let's do this. Let's all talk about a time that we were left out. I'm just kidding. Let's have a coaching session. Here. Melissa, tell me about a time in middle school when no one would talk to you.
This is,
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
No, but for real though, like, it's like, I understand why she feels sad about that. That's really sucky. But at the same time, it's like, you don't then say, this is not what Big Brother is about. It's like, no, Big Brother is about this. Like, yeah, it sucks and it hurts.
Literally what it's about.
That's literally what this game is making alliances and making deals and like leaving certain people out of it. Because if you made deals with everybody, then, you know, no one would leave and that would be that. So
Lots of stuff was happening last night. Jess essentially, threw Nicole under the bus by exposing things. Although Nicole wasn't fully exposed as the person that leaked this information. There were whole house meetings almost, in terms of the confrontations. I'm hoping that we get a little bit of this on Sunday night.
What time was this going on till?
It was going on until like 4 a.m. West Coast time. Yeah.
It was going on a very long time.
Very long time. And it's why I was so late this morning.
I honestly, yesterday, I thought that Kat was going to stay. Like,
there was that moment.
Like, I really was like, oh my God, this is a Wednesday night flip. Like, this is it.
I'm just like so not concerned about Kat. My God, for someone that literally almost went home, like in the very beginning, we will see her for years to come. She's a legend, icon.
She's great.
Unbelievably entertaining. Her exit interview with Julie was out of control. I didn't understand anything going on.
Ridiculous. Okay, so she has this confrontation with Cliff where she says she's disappointed in him for not standing up for what he believed in. And so she comes out of the house after having thrown Cliff under the bus in her eviction speech. And she goes to talk to Julie. And I'm starting to feel like Julie is not entirely on the same page as like the editors / producers, because we keep getting certain edits that are a little bit different than how Julie wants to talk to these people.
Right.
Like Jack getting a goofy edit and then coming out to Julie and Julie being like, Jack, let's talk. Same sort of thing here with Kat, where I felt like Kat was treated pretty well in the edit. I felt like they really kind of toned down a lot of things. And but then she comes out to Julie and Julie is like, oh no, cat, you are not getting away with trying to fluff me up in this interview. What do you mean you're disappointed in Cliff for not standing up for what he believes in? What do you believe in, Kat?
I am loving this Julie thing.
I mean, I do like this like hard hitting journalism thing. I mean, maybe she's like buying for a spot as like on CNN or something. But I honestly like I was kind of surprised that the way that Julie was like interacting with Kat. Usually she's like super friendly and very bubbly. But with this interview, it was like, no, Kat, why would you say that to him? And like, if I didn't know any better, if I hadn't been watching the show, I would have thought that Kat was like a hated character or something. Like with the
based
way
based on
Julie
the interview,
was,
yeah,
yeah, based on the interview, the way Julie was treating her, I would have thought like, oh boy, this was not a beloved character. This person is not in the running for America's Favorite.
You know what I took it as? I felt it was more so like in the event that Cliff makes it to the end, because again, this is the last conversation game. Whatever that an outside perspective is saying to Kat before she goes into jury, I saw it more as like, what else do you expect from Cliff? Like, he's got to play the game. Like, he did a good job, and now she's going to go in there with no hard feelings against Cliff in the event that Cliff is in the finals. You know, she could have Julie on repeat in her head being like, yeah, like he was just doing like what he had to do. That's how I really took it.
It feels to me like Julie is like tuned into the feeds this season or something.
Julie's
like she
did a night owl.
I feel like she's a lot more aware than maybe she usually might be in during the season. I feel like she's really on top of like she knew not to just let, because Kat was basically just outright lying to Julie's face. Like, oh, you know, I'm disappointed in Cliff because he didn't stand up for what do you believe in, Kat? Even Jess and Nicole. Okay, so what was this whole thing about knowing Holly then?
I thought Kat was going to break when Julie said, like, so what do you believe in, Kat? I thought we were literally about to see, like, a pageant thing. Like, well, I believe in recycling. Like, that's what... And I was waiting for it, and it didn't happen, but I thought that that would have been... Oh, how good would that have been if she'd been like, I believe in women's rights and like gender equality.
Yeah, like, what do we know?
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, so she, I mean, she's claiming essentially that, you know, I was working for Jess and Nicole the whole time, leaving out the fact that she spent the entire week throwing Cliff under the bus, trying to get him evicted, which is fine. That's playing the game, right. But she's trying to claim that she wasn't and that Cliff is terrible for doing it. And also leaving out the fact that it was only 2 weeks ago that she was telling Holly to get Nicole out of the game,
right.
Evict her, put her on the block instead of me, send her home. She's not trustworthy. She exposed Cliff's angels to Holly. Like, she was not playing the game for Jess and Nicole. Where did this come from? And how did she think that she could get away with saying that?
Breath. Taryn, take a deep breath. I'm getting riled up. Take a deep breath. Guys,
I'm worked up. I'm worked up.
You're like flying papers. Guys, lest we not forget the moment when Kat goes, and by the way, do you know Kat? There's a lot I have to say about this. Because she said that, right? I'm not making this up.
Yeah, about Holly.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Oh, my God. Okay. So... this has never been actually addressed, right? Like, we've always been, like, tiptoeing around it. Like, it's never been confirmed. All we know from Holly and Kat is, yeah, we know of each other. Like, we, like, you know, run in the same circle, same pageant, same yada yada, whatever. But, guys, they literally did know each other, 100%. So... let this be a lesson. Like, I'm not here to judge casting or production or anyone. Just, like, let this be a lesson moving forward that, like, that's not fair to anyone else in the house for two sets of people. I'm going to count three, because although Mickey might not have known them directly following Holly on Insta, obviously he definitely knew who Kat was then from Insta, like, it's not fair for five people in that house to know each other. It's not fair. And, like... I'd say thank God I was not on the season, because if I found that out after the fact, like, who are you to have an advantage? That's the whole point of Big Brother. For some seasons, except for like maybe the Nolan twins and some other examples from the past, you don't go in, unless it's a twist, you do not go in knowing someone. And I just found that to be extremely unprofessional, truly.
Yeah,
I think absolutely. I think an important distinction between this season of people knowing each other and previous seasons where people have known each other, because some people mentioned that, like, oh, there have been plenty of seasons where people know each other. Yeah, in those like seasons, it was out in the open that everybody knew each other, that that those people knew each other. The only season with secret pairs was season 6, where everybody had a secret pair. All the other seasons where people knew each other, it was announced to everybody at the start of the season, these people know each other, they have history, except for, of course, the twins. But once they join the game, it's pretty obvious that they know each other. So there are no secret knowing each other couples.
And like, and this, they're never going to know. God, a parent trap. Oh my God.
Project DNA, the extreme.
Guys, imagine if two twins separated at birth, both auditioned for Big Brother. They didn't know each other. Casting figured it out, put them both in the house. Oh my God, what a true parent trap.
It's like Project DNA with Nokomis and Cowboy.
Twin, if you're watching and listening.
Did you see that movie of the documentary about the, I believe they were triplets? Identical
strangers.
Yeah.
No.
That's crazy. Oh yeah. There's three identical.
The Flix?
I think it's on HBO Go now. I don't know. Maybe, but it's three brothers or twins. So triplets, I guess.
Okay.
They didn't know they were triplets and then they met each other like in college or whatever. And
oh my God. That's my
whole thing. Pretty crazy. So check out the documentary, everyone.
Wow.
HBO Go or Netflix or Hulu or something.
Guys, should I read my notes? Just get them out of the way really quick.
Let's do it.
A song.
Yes, please.
Okay.
I really like Rob's music.
So should I look up sexy jazz?
Oh, yeah.
Apple Music, sexy jazz. Also, this would be a good transition to say thanks so much to everyone that Venmo'd me. You guys are absolutely insane. So I decided to take that money, which was, by the way, thanks a lot. Once I said I was going to match it, $150, I matched it and donated it to the GoFundMe. Here we go, sexy jazz. The GoFundMe for...
GoFundMe sexy jazz.
The GoFundMe for Samsung. So...
Aww.
Thanks, guys, for, you know, really putting it up to that number to make me match it. It's not like I'm rolling in cash here, so thanks. Sexy jazz. Music must be attractive.
This sexy jazz is a little jazz handsy.
Party at Rob's. I'm here alone.
That's in the notes.
Not a fan of the sweatshirt that also takes part as a tank top. Nick seems to have that look. You know, the sweatshirts with the cutoff sleeves? Not a cute look.
Mm.
Speaking of tops and shirts, who is Debbie and Co? Tommy seems to wear a black sweatshirt that says Debbie and Co in the top right corner. Who's Debbie? Who's the Co? Hit me up. Nicole is so cute and relatable. I can't imagine how difficult this must be for Jessica. Kat, what do you expect?
Taryn dance. I don't see.
Of course, Cliff is going to be a part of an alliance to stay. I won't be happy with either outcome. Cliff is amazing. Oh my God, I'm not the father. Holly needs just a vote to evict and get the hell out of there. She's always saying hi to someone. She's getting very nervous. Okay. Okay, so Holly and Kat do know each other.
We're going to get caught.
Pause for solo.
We're done.
Love it.
Thank you so much, everyone. I hope the music came out okay in the recorded podcast of this. If not, sorry. I did my best without Rob here again. Missing you. Love you. Need you. Guys, you want to hear something funny?
Yes.
Okay, first let me tell you something funny and then I have something else to say.
Two funny things.
I want to pull it up. There is a Starbucks. And for this people that are working there and listening, hi in advance. I'm about to shout you guys out. Okay, it's the Starbucks. Okay, where is it?
This is a great, fun story.
No,
there is a Starbucks.
There's a Starbucks, and they every Thursday night they watch us while they're working.
Oh, wow.
Are you serious?
Yes. So I want to pull up the thing.
That's pretty cool.
Okay. It's the Gulf Breeze Parkway Starbucks in Gulf Breeze, Florida. And like they all, while they're working, which like who's getting a cappuccino? I mean, maybe a few people, but like who's really getting a cold brew at this hour? They watch us. So shout out to you guys. If you want to send us coffee and gift cards, we are all more than willing to take.
I would absolutely have a coffee right now.
So shout out to you guys. All right.
Yeah.
And just one more quick thing, Taryn, before we move forward, I do want to do an ode to Rob.
Yes.
And I want to do a, like a Tommy impersonation. I want to do Rob impersonating. I want to do Rob's impersonation of impersonating Tommy. Okay.
Very specific, but I love it.
Oh, what am I going to say? This is the worst punishment ever. Okay, that's my first one.
That's exactly what I was going to suggest saying. Why is it that the Rob Tommy phrase?
I don't know. He's very good. Oh, God, guys. I just got another Venmo.
You're going to have to keep donating. You're going to lose everything.
Who else should I do? Who else does?
Christy.
Oh, Nick. Yo, I'm so depressed. Shout out to Bella.
This is amazing.
Taryn's like not happy about this. Taryn's literally rolling his eyes. I'm like, I'm literally just trying to have fun in the studio.
It's very much not true.
Taryn's upset about the hat, really.
Do we know who won yet?
Oh. Yes, we do.
Okay.
Do we go to spoilers? What do we do? The spoiler dance?
We are ready for spoilers.
This is the spoiler.
Stop. No, I have the spoiler song.
Have it?
Yeah, I have it. Sorry.
No, Taryn, you got to dance this time because this is really, you know, this is what obviously. The people come for.
Okay, I have the spoiler song. Let me pull it up. Sorry.
The Office of Civil Defense has issued the following message. This is
a spoiler. A spoiler.
This warning means that an actual
spoiler.
Oh boy.
Detected, and that protective action should be.
Okay.
This is a spoiler. Go, Taryn. Oh my God! Can I guess first?
A spoiler.
Okay. Yes. You have one guess.
Okay. Oh my God. I guess Nick.
You are incorrect.
Okay, Melissa. Now you go.
I already know.
Oh, you do?
I can't give it away.
Wait. Can I get one more?
Yeah.
I guess Annalise.
No.
Okay.
No. Thank God.
Jackson has won the HOH.
Wow.
Yes.
So screw you guys who came at me on Twitter today. Oh no, he's still probably not likable, so never mind.
Yeah, this doesn't quite redeem him, but at least it's going to make for an exciting week. At least I think so, because I think we already knew what was coming if Christy or someone from that side won. And now that Jackson is HOH, I'm excited to see what happens. I'm excited to see where the season goes. This is exciting.
This is an incredible, incredible thing to hear. Mm-hmm. Wow. What a dream.
Yeah, this is now another non-repeat HOH, if I'm not mistaken, and unless you count camp counselor.
I don't.
Camp director,
also, by the way, Taryn. So
camp director, sorry. Not camp counselor. That would be Caitlin's job.
Show. Jesus Christ.
So again, Jackson was really on the ropes here. He really needed to win this HOH or he would have been in a lot of trouble because as everyone just found out, there was a deal made to put him and Holly on the block. And so now that he is in power, there's probably going to be something close to another power shift this week.
I live for them. This is exciting.
Who
he decides to target is going to be very important. He has been talking about wanting, of course, to target Christy, but he's not sure exactly how he wants to go about it. But we know that Christy will be, or at least should be, his main target in the house. So we'll have to wait and see what happens there with Jackson. But this is a very exciting result if you are a fan of chaos in the house.
Oh, who isn't?
Yes. And see, I love the different power shifts. That's like my favorite part is like when, you know, one side wins and the next side wins and the next side wins. And like, I I really wasn't all that disappointed when Tommy won, because I was like, look, we don't want to steamroll from the other side. So, you know, I feel like this is good now, because we had one on one side, and then one back to Tommy, and now it's back to Jackson. And this is great news, I think, at least in order to get something interesting happening.
I think so too. This is going to be great. And guys, everyone's a sucker for an underdog coming to the top. And he didn't have the numbers. He, my God, if one of the other ones won, he would probably be going home this week. So he needed to win this.
He was, it was him and Holly basically on the block. Like, that was it. Easy week. And now I'm glad that that's not the case.
Guys. Yeah. Wow. Can, no, I don't want to ask. Never mind. Taryn, well, Taryn, who's your favorite?
Who's my favorite?
Yeah.
In the house?
Yeah.
Nicole. Nicole is my favorite in the house. I love her.
Who's your second favorite?
Who's my second favorite? I guess I would say Cliff.
And who's your third?
Are we just ranking one by one?
No, I'll be done after three.
Wow. Who's my third favorite in the house? That's actually kind of hard.
I know. Answer.
Hold on. Melissa, you tell them your favorites while I think about it.
Okay, no, Melissa, you're number one.
Look, I was thinking the other day how actually this season I don't really have like strong favorites. I feel like No, it's true. I mean, there are some people I have really strong dislike for, but there aren't people. I feel like usually I have people that I'm like, okay, I'm really, these are the people, this is it. I love this person so much. And this season I don't necessarily have that. However, with that being said, which is Caitlin's favorite phrase.
Really?
Yeah. You love to say, with that being said.
Oh my God.
And I love it so much, but like, you do love to say that.
Oh my God. Wait, we have to talk about that after, because there's literally, and also I wish you guys could see what I look like right now, because my legs are legit propped on the thing. like I'm just like kicking it, but.
You're lounging, you're chilling.
No, I'm legit lounging. Is there any way that people can see my full body or no?
Because this is like truly
out of control. Anyway, all I know is that I'm really interested when people say like the things that you don't know about yourself, like the mannerisms you have. So
I always ask, like, what phrases do I say? Oh my God, we have a full body shot. You are there. We go.
Caitlin,
you are Caitlin, so much leg.
If you're not watching the video, Caitlin looks a lot like one of those 90s movies where like the kid puts on his dad's suit and like goes to work in his place. That's sort of Caitlin's look right now. She's really vibing it.
Guys, look, Rob has.
It's like Home Alone.
An empty toilet paper roll next to, like, on his desk. Hello?
This is concerning.
All right, I'll be professional. Sorry. But, okay, so, Melissa, keep going with your thought.
I will say that, like, I do really like Nicole, Cliff. I honestly would probably put Cliff as number one, but I also really like...
Well, who's the third? Who's the third?
I also really like Kat. I mean, is that super predictable?
No, that doesn't count though.
We're doing people only in the house.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, she just left. That's why I was
still doesn't count.
I think I know. I think I know where she's going. I think I know where you're going here, Caitlin.
To say Jackson.
Oh no! I swear I didn't have an agenda. Ew, you guys are gross.
I'm just saying. I think you want someone else to say Jackson.
No, but he's not one of my top three. She's not even one of my top three. So, no, guys, you guys have agendas.
Not in my top three MySpace friends at all.
Wait, did you guys ever have, or was this just like a Plainview, New York thing where you'd have like a top five, like not MySpace related, but like, no, like people you have crushes on? Like, what's your top? Did you guys not have that where you live?
No, we had a top eight on MySpace.
Okay, if anyone from Plainview or just Long Island in general is listening, and you guys will be like, okay, like you'd go over to like your crush and like middle school and be like, well, what's your top eight? Like, what's your top six?
That's
like,
a thing.
Wow. That's a lot of people to have crushes on. I don't know if I had that many.
And it's like, it's an aggressive move to just be like, hey.
I think I asked a lot of men.
I was a pretty monogamous crusher.
Oh, you were like a one time. I mean, a one person.
No, I was not a monogamous crusher.
You're so
I had a lot of different crushes.
Let's get back to somebody. Let's talk about Jackson and his HOH here, because
you're dodging a question that you've literally been putting off for 10 minutes now. So why don't you answer it?
It's hard because I like certain people for certain things. And so if you're asking me like who's like top three gamers, top three like entertainment, top
I just can't
three,
believe both of you are
who I'd want to hang out with is very different.
Both of you are copping out. You gave me Nicole and Cliff, and then you just wither away into the sunset.
I'm torn between Holly and Christy. Those are the next two.
Wow. Mine's Holly.
Torn between Christy and Jackson, honestly.
Just kidding. I had no agenda.
You're like, oh my God.
Yeah.
I was going to say that. No, I just honestly, and if you had asked me last week, last week, I would have been like, absolutely no Jackson, get him out. Like, oh God, he's the worst.
But now you're in love with him.
Let's not go that far. I will say that I do find him entertaining in the fact that he is bringing something.
Yeah.
And it, like, has clear targets, and he's like, I'm not going to work with them. And also like the fact that he's like, I would never work with these people again. They betrayed me. I'm over it. I like the idea that he's not just like crawling back to them like certain people would do with like Paul, for example, or like whatever. It's very nice to see someone who's like, no, I'm not going to go work with them. I'm going to go do my own thing. And, you know, either come with me or you don't. So I do like that.
Mm. Yes. All right. Well. Speaking of Jackson, I feel like we should talk about this this HOH reign. He has been talking about who he would consider putting up on the block. The last time I heard from him, he was talking with Holly about potentially putting Nick and Nicole on the block as pawns. Yes, with to backdoor Christy. Now, a lot of things changed last night. A lot of things blew up. And so I'm not sure that plan is going to remain in place. Not that it was even that solid to begin with. So, Melissa, what are you thinking in terms of being the biggest Jackson stan in the house here?
I'm just opening myself up.
What do you think he's going to do?
You're going to get attacked.
I think he's going to go... I think he wants Christy out. So I think that he's going to put Christy and Tommy on the block. And then if one of them gets off, he'll put up Sis. I mean, that's just like, that's, if you want Christy out, that's like a simple way to do it. And I think that's his best move. If Christy is indeed his target.
Tell you who's not going up. Jessica.
Yeah.
Jessica. Well, Holly is pretty annoyed at Jessica as well, actually.
What the hell?
Yeah, because
I don't think Jackson would waste, quote unquote, waste an HOH putting Jessica.
Correct.
He wants a big target out. I don't think he's going to take any chances. I think he's just going to go straight for it. I mean, he knows that they were forming another six without him and all that sort of stuff. Like, he has all this information. I just don't see him being like, you know what? Let's just have an easy week where we get Jess out. Like, I just think he's going to be like, this is my one opportunity. I am gung ho. I'm going after Christy and Tommy.
But maybe he uses Jess as a pawn. I don't think that's particularly likely, but he does have an understanding with Tommy. His relationship with Tommy has been something that has remained relatively stable, and Tommy has a lot of evidence to the fact that he is still on board with Jackson Holly, that he never really fully invested in this six, that he didn't want it to be a thing. And I believe everybody will back him up about that because he was so adamant about it. It might actually come in handy this week when he talks to Jackson Holly saying, look, I'm the guy that you want to stay in this group. He already talked to Jackson last week about how, hey, I don't mind if you go after Christy, just don't put me on the block next to her. Jackson said he wouldn't do that. So I do think there is cause for Jackson to leave Tommy off the block. And if he does so, the question becomes, who does he put up next to her if he puts her straight on the block in the first place? Because he also now has made a deal with Nick. He made a deal with Nick yesterday about not going after each other. But that might be null and void given the big blow up that happened last night as well. So I think there's a lot to parse through here. I could see Sis end up on the block for sure. He doesn't have any reason to not put her on the block, and she probably wouldn't be sent home unless she was on the block next to like Jess or something. Mm-hmm. So, and even then, who knows? So I think there's a lot of different options here for Jackson, but ultimately I think the end result is the same for what he wants, which is probably Christy going home. How do you feel about that, Caitlin?
Sorry, I blacked out for a second. I was reading something on the wall.
How do you feel about Christy being targeted here? Would you be sad to see her go?
I wouldn't necessarily be sad because I don't want her to win the game. So she's not like one of my front runners as far as like the person I want to see at the end. So no, I wouldn't mind. I do think she's really entertaining and I appreciate to a certain degree what she is bringing to the show. But no, like, wouldn't be miserably sad at all.
You know, I, not to like interrupt, but I feel like I would prefer, like Caitlin said, I agree, but I would prefer.
Wait, Melissa, I'm sorry. Like, you can't interrupt.
Well, then.
So tiring. Can you keep?
Can you keep? Yeah, tiring? Melissa, sorry, but you're just not going to be able to answer this question. we have to consider Holly's input as well. Holly has a little bit hesitant in taking that shot against Christy. But although I think with Jackson as in the driver's seat, I feel like she'll be more willing to let it happen. But again, it becomes who do they put on the block? And is there any resentment toward Cliff? Something that I was thinking about last night is after this big blow up that happened, they know now that Cliff has made a deal with Christy and Tommy and the rest of them. Right. What Tommy did in his HOH week, and it was very successful, is that he took out Kat knowing that Kat was a number for Holly and Jackson, but a number that they didn't really claim for themselves. By targeting Kat, they were able to weaken Holly and Jackson without actually targeting them and going after them directly. And so Holly and Jackson might think about like, oh, maybe the way for us to do something similar is to take a shot at Cliff or something along those lines. And then we weaken them by taking Cliff out while still retaining our good relationship with them. I don't think that's particularly likely because, again, Jackson just cannot stand Christy. But it is a possibility I think they should think through.
I feel like Holly would consider that, but I don't.
Yeah.
I don't see Jackson being like, yeah, Cliff's the guy. I just feel like he doesn't, because he's Jackson, he doesn't have he doesn't feel threatened at all, I think, by like Cliff or Jess or Nicole or whatever. I think that he's just like, there's no point in me going after these people when I have people who are clearly coming after me. Like, yeah, sure, Cliff made this quote unquote deal with everybody, but like, is Cliff really the one coming after me? Like, I don't think so. Like, and is Cliff going to win HOH? Probably not. Is Nicole going to win HOH? Probably not. Is Jess going to win HOH? Like, who knows at this point, because Jess randomly wins something.
It's possible.
I just feel like if I'm Jackson, I had a target in Christy the whole time. Like, if I'm not going to get out Christy, I might as well get out like one of her closest allies, which is like, if I want to stay, be nice to Tommy and not put him on the block with Christy, like, okay, then I'll go after Sis because she's one of his biggest allies. Like, I just feel like, or even Nick, because Nick's just like a crazy person. Like, I feel like he has so many options. I don't see him being like, why don't I get out this like random side player in Cliff? Like, it just doesn't, I just don't see it.
Well, so can he get away with a back door by, or even just putting Christy up next to a pawn that's not Tommy, Sis, or Nick? Because I think that their goal ultimately would probably be to just snipe Christy out of there and then move back in, because that's kind of what they want. They still have this relationship with Tommy. They still have a relationship with Sis, and they feel like they can work with those two as long as Christy's gone. And so I think they might want to avoid putting up Tommy or even Sis in order to retain their good relationship with them. And so in doing so, they might put up Christy and Nick, or they might put up Christy and somebody like Nicole or Cliff as a pawn, hopefully to get Christy out, which could be risky if they decide to keep Christy over those other people. I would be very interested to see how Tommy handles a Christy versus Nick, nomination.
Oh, because he would totally vote for Christy to stay.
Yes. Well, something that I have mentioned on one of the morning updates is that Tommy has made a final two with Nick, and he hasn't really formalized a final two with many other people, especially lately, not with even Sis. And that really surprised me because Tommy is really, really adamant about the idea that I can't make deals and then break them. That will make the jury bitter against me. He saw what happened to Tyler last year. Tyler had a bunch of final twos. Tyler did not win the game. Tommy is terrified of that. Yeah. And that's why he was so cautious about making this six deal in the first place, is that he feels like he can't burn Jackson and Holly, even though he didn't even make a direct deal with them. Just the fact that he had been with them at the start and now is potentially burning them, he is terrified of that. So the idea that he would make a final two with Nick right now and like be all in on it, and then be totally willing to break it, I don't think that's true. I think he really kind of wants to go to the final two with Nick. I think he might think that's his best chance. And so I'd be very curious to see what would happen if he was forced to choose between Nick and Christy as early as this week.
Well, honestly, I kind of think that for Jackson, I think his bet, I mean, obviously his best bet is to get, or best move, I think, is to get Christy out, but you know, that's clear. But I think his next best move is probably to get Nick out. I just feel like I don't see Nick working with Jackson and Holly, and I feel like Nick is a strong ally for Tommy. And I just think that it could be, it takes away a number for them, and also someone who has the possibility to like be a serious contender when it comes to like winning competitions. And I think that it would be a good move to get him out. I feel like Holly can sometimes get through to Sis. And I think that, you know, with Tommy, I think that he or Jackson might be able to get through to Tommy sometimes, but I don't really necessarily think that Nick's going to work with them as long as like Tommy's around. And I think that Christy is not going to work with them. So I think either Christy or Nick.
I agree. I think both of them on the block is the right move. Nick has been trying to make deals with Jackson and Holly, but he's not loyal to them. He has four other people that he, or three, at least three other people that he's most loyal to that do not include Jackson and Holly. So, and also like there's theoretically not a lot of open loyalty to Nick in the group of Team Manifest. So, I feel like that's the right call there. Nick versus Christy. And then the votes probably come in against Christy because, Cliff and Nicole would be votes to evict Christy. I do believe Sis would probably be a vote to evict Christy, yeah. Although she has been bonding with her lately, so maybe that's shifting a little bit, but it would be kind of a tight vote. Obviously they'd have Holly though. So with Cliff, Nicole and Holly, that would be three votes. That's enough to tie, and Jackson would break the tie to evict Christy. So Christy would probably go home there, but it'd be a very interesting pairing. And I think it's probably the right one to make.
Well, guys, it's going to be an interesting week. A fun one, an unpredictable one, full of laughs and heartbreak. And I'm looking forward to it.
Yes.
Guys, really? Do you want to... Oh, Taryn, did you have a word?
Ever since the day 44 blow up, things have been, every single week, something has shifted.
Or in the words of Rob Cesarnino, everything has changed since Julie changed her title to Julie Chen Moonves. Nothing's been the same.
She changed her top from the Spider-Man dress.
Oh, everything has been changed since then.
New top.
Guys, yeah. I don't know that we have any questions, but do we? Does anyone, do we need to take any? I guess we could take one question.
Well, we do have Scott.
Or two. So Scott.
Give us a question.
Do we have a question.
You are the greatest. Aw, thanks so much. Oh, what is that? My top? Is that just like a little screen grab of me being adorable? Oh God, thinking, keep rocking the Rosas and your look on the Riga. Oh my God, I look like a gentleman. I look like a gentleman.
A lovely gentleman.
Daddy Taryn, a all-time favorite of the podcast, says, is Nick a beta trying to be an alpha? Hashtag Rob's podcast. Hashtag BB21. Armstrong Taryn. Taryn, what do you think?
I think that's what they would say in the house. They've actually talked about that Nick wanted Jack out so that he could try to be the alpha, and they're just going to kind of let him think that. And I do also think that if Cody weighed in on this, Cody would also probably call Nick a beta. So
okay, well,
right.
Sandra, our dear friend Sandra, and if you think I can pronounce your last name, honey, you are mistaken. So how many times do we need reminders who will be in this new six? Do we really need to show shots of each of the six people every time asking for a friend? Well, you know, Sandra, not everyone watching the show is as bright and can follow. You know, there's a lot of people, I keep accidentally hitting this. There's a lot of people that can't follow as well as you can. So, one, congratulations, because you are bright. But, you know, I just think there's a lot of, like, maybe older people that watch this. They need the little visualizations. There's so many people that watch shows that maybe watch casually or whatever, maybe skip a few episodes. They got to see everyone. So I've been told that before. That's why they do it.
That's Big Brother's favorite editing technique, besides the talking in the diary room about how good you're doing in a challenge and then failing. Yeah. And they love the whole, like, I'm going to name each person and at every name, it's going to go boom and show the image of them doing something stupid. The stupidest image you can get of them, like picking your nose or like, you know, eating a watermelon or whatever, whatever stupid thing you're doing, it'll be like, and I was talking to Caitlin. Boom. And
yeah, then they'll show hits. Yeah,
and Taryn. Boom. And then they'll show Taryn doing something weird.
We got to do a video like that one day.
Yeah, just copy the Big Brother
yeah,
editing.
That would be really, really funny.
Right, like, I'm doing great at this podcasting right now. I'm going to. And then you cut to it and I'm like totally failing.
Yeah. Okay, Richard. I feel like once again, Julie hypes it up strong in the open like it's going to be a live vote. But once again, the episode fell flat. Hashtag Rob as a podcast.
I mean, this was a pretty tight vote just the night before. This wasn't the situation where, like, at the start of the week, Sam was going home and then Sam went home because things didn't flip. This was more of a week where it was looking like Christy was going to go home and then Christy got off the block and then it was Cliff versus Kat and things were really up in the air for a little while. They started to solidify one way, then they almost blew up another way and then everything got exposed. And I feel like the hype was not fake here. This was an exciting night.
But I also feel like, what are they going to do? Like, not hype us up for it and be like, this is set in stone. Don't even bother watching.
Don't bother watching. This is what's going to happen. Have a good night.
They've got to make you feel like, oh, what's going to happen? We don't know. And then that way you're like, oh, okay, this person goes home. Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah. Like, if you came into the episode like, oh man, I really hope the vote flips and Kat stays, then I can see why you were disappointed. But otherwise, it was about as entertaining as we could hope for, I think.
Let's see. One of the last questions of the night. Mindy Bond, she says, don't you think if Kat had voted out Jax, I'm trying to do Rob's voice. I don't know if you guys can notice. Don't you think that if Kat had voted out Jackson last week, she would 100% still be in the game? If Jackson was evicted over Jack, who would or should have Tommy targeted this week? I don't know. There's too much too much hypothetical in that question.
If Kat had made that decision, she might have survived this particular week, because if Tommy wins, he probably targets Cliff at that point without Kat being there as too much of a danger. But I mean, that would have been a terrible move for her game, because she needed Jax, so she would have been betraying Holly, she would have been betraying all of her allies, and she would have had no spot in the other group. So I can't say that was the move she should have made. I think that there are plenty of moves you could ask her to have made in the past, like voting out Jack the first time that he was on the block and Cliff was HOH. She was the block for that. I think that you could say that the way that she handled the previous HOH, really, you know, isolating herself in the HOH room, really stonewalling Nick, losing his support, and the way that she talked to Tommy and handled Tommy and hung out way too much with Holly and Jackson, all of those things really contributed toward what happened this week. And of course, the whole situation with Cliff, where Cliff played it very right. He really, put a lot of weight on the deal he made a few weeks ago when he was HOH, and how that means he's really good to his word. And when everything was blowing up, the thing that people kept coming back to was, sorry, Kat, we can trust Cliff more. He's good to his word. He stuck to the deal that he made a few weeks ago. And, you know, we're sorry. That's just the end of it.
Guys, is there anything else to say here?
We can say that you can find me on Twitch at twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong. I'll be live after this podcast ends, and we'll watch what happens in the house as Jackson and Holly discuss these nominations.
So this Twitch situation, like, is it just you sitting on your couch?
Look,
or do you sit in the studio?
Well, I do both.
So it just depends on your mood.
You switch it up.
Yeah, just depends. You know, do I feel like hanging out on the couch with my cat, or do I feel like hanging out in the studio
with your cat?
Okay. Maybe I'll tune in. That's fine.
Feel free to join me if you ever want to. You can always call in.
Really?
Yeah. I think Hoodie Allen might join us tonight as well. So.
Ooh.
That's fun.
He's releasing his album tonight.
Send him my warmest regards and best wishes. Melissa, where can everyone find you?
They can find me at It's Melissa with 3 A's. And I don't know, maybe that's the first time I said it, but you can find me on Twitter, on Instagram. Everything is the same handle. So
for every follower that Melissa gets, I will add a penny to okay, that's so cheap. I will add a quarter. I'm not going to do a dollar because then you know that they're going to blow it up.
And no, yeah.
Like don't 1,000 followers. I will do a nickel. I'll do a dime.
Yeah, that's
for
fine.
Every follower.
Just do a dollar. Just go for a dollar.
No, because she's going to get a thousand
Taryn, you
followers.
Have no chance that I'm going to get $1,000.
Do you
want to
split it with me, Taryn?
Yeah,
she's going to get $1,000 tonight. I don't have a grand to drop today. My God. I'll manifest it.
No, don't worry, guys. Okay,
guys. So follow Melissa. She's fantastic. She's beautiful. She's lovely. She has great content. Myself, follow me at Caitlin_Herman on Instagram, at Kate Coaching on Twitter, if you feel like showing the love. Guys, it's been a night. We've had some ups. We've had some downs. I'm really nervous. I'm told to bring this up. We'll be talking with T-Bird this week, episode 8. No idea what any of this means. And don't forget,
Rob talks to Rob with 2 B's.
Don't forget, we have the Purple Pants podcast 1. I have literally no idea what that means. Oh, I know who that is. That's Dean Unglert. We got the Bachelor, Rob as a podcast. Thing. We got Bachelor in Paradise 6. Oh, and then we got Australian Survivor Champions first Contenders Week 4, episode 9 through 11 with Jackie. And then don't forget on August 16th, that today's August. Shit. We got August, and
the
August
Friday
18th.
Morning update, the Saturday morning update, the
and Sunday morning update with Taryn.
Taryn will be here every day.
Taryn Bossman Armstrong. And then don't forget this. August 18th. This Sunday, we got Kemi. My girl Kemi will be in. Live in the studio, but she will be chatting it up with Taryn and
exciting.
Rob. They will be talking about the season, what's going on. And please become a patron. You have no idea how much it means to us. This is how we do what we do for a living. So you go to Rob has a website. This is not how I life coach, but this is robhasawebsite.com/patron. You have unbelievable discounts, some swag, community, so much more. We're an unbelievable time. And and also don't forget this, guys. We have a lot of behind the scenes footage of the shenanigans that have not only taken place tonight, but just throughout all the times that I come here. I really mess this place up tonight. Sorry, Rob, if you're watching, become a patron. Only way you're going to see this content. Love you guys. This has been a night to remember. Hopefully
in a good way.
I heard you were going to make copies of Rob's house key and sell them on the black market.
I don't have Rob's house key, but if I did, I totes would. So, again, sorry, just keep an update for that and swipe up for Rob's house key sale.
You can also purchase a Taryn Show shirt.
Oh, can you send me one?
You can find the link. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. And then here's the other thing. I'll wear a Taryn Show shirt once you send it to me. Because I deserve one. That being said, as well, for those of you
That being said.
I guess I do say it a lot. Now I'm going to be so aware.
I should never have said anything.
With that being said, for those of you that don't know, I will be at the live show in New York City on September 12th. Tyron, will you be there?
I will be there.
Reunited, kid. And it feels so good. Maybe we're going to share a pretzel or a nacho, I presume.
I hope so.
Where will I'd be disappointed staying? If we didn't. Why don't you tell everyone the address of the hotel?
I actually I haven't gotten it yet.
If you need to stay at my place on Long Island, you let me know.
Okay, sounds good.
And guys, don't get any ideas, please. You guys have sick minds, the whole community. You guys are monsters. I will be at the show. If you guys are in the New York area, greater New York area, tri-state area, Jersey, wherever the hell you're from, we're going to have the best time. It's going to be a lot of fun. You have the opportunity to meet my mom, my grand. You get to meet Grandpa Lou's wife. Come on, guys. What a dream. The man, the myth, the legend. We'll all be there. We're excited to see you. Go ahead and purchase your tickets now because they will sell out. Guys, we're out of here.
It's a great show.
Have a great night, everyone. Bon voyage. We're clear. Are you sure?